Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 26, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices that relate to Virginia's waters from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent water news items. In March, Waynesboro Downtown Development presented a plan for a center for cold waters restoration along the South River. According to the Waynesboro News Virginian, the proposed center would be an advanced hatchery for brook trout, could support research and education on the water resources impacts of climate change, land use, and chemical contamination, and could provide 50 jobs. A downtown development committee is seeking $5 million to pay for construction and the first 5 years of operation. The committee hopes to open the facility by 2012. On April 19th, the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, or DEQ, reported that so far this spring, there have been only a few known cases of diseased or killed fish in the Shenandoah Basin or other western Virginia rivers. Since 2005, the DEQ and the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries have coordinated the Shenandoah River Fish Kill Task Force, consisting of agencies, fishing guides, university and government scientists, and volunteer monitors, to try to determine the cause of spring fish kills in the past several years. Reports from the public have significantly assisted the investigation of the fish kills, so the task force is encouraging citizens to report observations of dead or diseased fish. To report observations, phone toll-free from anywhere in Virginia to 800-592-5482. On April 13th, Governor Robert McDonnell announced that the EcomNets company, headquartered in Herndon, will invest $1.9 million to move its green technology operations to Danville, including a plant to produce energy-efficient computers. The company is expected to generate 160 jobs. And in our last news item this week, the 40th anniversary of Earth Day was April 22nd. During the week around Earth Day, Virginians participated in activities to call attention to environmental issues, raise awareness of natural resources and habitats, and clean up, restore, or protect natural areas. Here are three snapshots of Earth Day-related activities around the Commonwealth. First, along with various conventional river cleanups on April 17th, commercial divers in Norfolk competed in the Town Point Trash Drive to see which team could haul up the most trash from the bottom of the Elizabeth River. Second, on April 22nd, The Last Boat Out, a 26-minute documentary film by Newport News native Laura Seltzer, premiered on public television. The documentary focuses on Virginia watermen trying to maintain their livelihood and way of life, and more generally on Chesapeake Bay pollution and restoration issues. And third, on April 21st, Christopher Newport University in Newport News released the results of its second annual Virginia Environmental Attitudes Survey. In the survey of 719 randomly selected Virginia voters, 39% rated the quality of the state's natural environment as an A or B, 51% as a C, and about 9% as a D or F. The Chesapeake Bay and its coastal tributaries were rated the most important Virginia natural resource by the highest percentage of respondents, or 30%, with historic rivers rated the most important by the second highest percentage, or 19%. And about 78% of respondents said state government has either some or a great deal of responsibility to create policies to address climate change and improve the environment. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature another mystery water-related sound. Have a listen for about 15 seconds and see if you know what sounds like running your fingernail along a comb's teeth. And here's a hint. A comb wouldn't do this animal any good. If you guessed a frog, you're right. If you guessed a chorus frog, you're brilliant. And if you guessed an upland chorus frog, you're a pro. This small frog is found in various wet habitats in all regions of Virginia. The males make this mating call during breeding season from late winter through early spring. Like all amphibians, chorus frogs have skin with no fur, scales, or feathers, and this permeable surface helps them breathe. Thanks to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries Frog Call Survey staff and to Lang Elliott of Nature Sound Studio for permission to use this recording from the 2008 CD, The Calls of Virginia Frogs and Toads. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings. On May 4th, the Middle Peninsula State Park Master Plan Advisory Committee meets in Gloucester. For more information, phone Robert Munson at 804-786-6140. Now here are two upcoming meetings about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. May 4th in Bealeton, on the TMDL for Browns Run, Craig Run, and Marsh Run, all in Fauquier County. For more information, phone Bob Slusser at 540-351-1590. And May 5th in Carson, on the TMDL for Hatcher Run in Dinwiddie County, and for an unnamed tributary to Neblett's Mill Run in Sussex County. For more information, phone Margaret Smigo at 804-527-5124. Finally, in upcoming educational events, on May 7th, 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in Henrico, the Virginia Water Monitoring Council holds its annual conference titled, What's Coming Down the Pipe? Exploring Emerging Water Quality Issues. For more information, phone Katie Register at 434-395-2602. On May 6th to 8th, Great Dismal Swamp National Wildlife Refuge near Suffolk is holding a birding festival in connection with International Migratory Bird Day. For more information, phone 757-986-3705. And on May 8th in Leesburg, the nonprofit organization Wisdom Spring is holding its annual Walking for Water, an event to raise funds for water wells, medicine, and education in the African country of Burkina Faso. For more information, phone Susan Huff at 703-505-5152. And that's it for this week's edition of Virginia Water Radio. Our program is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were provided by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by University Relations at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.